This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The NBA postponed last night's game between the Denver Nuggets and the Brooklyn Nets due to COVID-19. 10 Brooklyn players are in COVID-19 protocol for the virus, including All-Star Kevin Durant. Brooklyn's Tuesday matchup against the Washington Wizards was also postponed. The Nuggets game against the Oklahoma City Thunder is still on schedule for Wednesday. Colorado sports fans may be able to watch Avalanche and Nuggets games on TV soon if new talks are successful in ending the long-running legal dispute between Comcast and Altitude Sports. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Altitude, a regional TV network, says they're entering mediation with Comcast following an appearance in federal court last week. Altitude says it will make a revised offer to Comcast to try to end the logjam that has kept local fans from being able to watch the Avs or Nuggets on cable TV since August 2019. Both teams are title contenders this year and have been at the top of their respective leagues since the broadcast stalemate started. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A celebration of life ceremony is being held today in Georgia for former Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. Lindsey Jones of The Athletic spoke to Colorado Matters about his impact on the Broncos' success.
He was one of the greatest players in Broncos franchise history, and he absolutely will be going into the team's ring of honor. He's one of the most accomplished players that this team ever had.
Thomas played in Denver for 8 seasons, becoming the most successful wide receiver in Broncos history. He died at 33 years old. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm glad we're here together. It is Monday, December 20th. The year's almost over. I mean, Christmas is on Saturday and Kwanzaa's on Sunday. But for now, we'll listen to 1A starting in just a couple of minutes. I appreciate you sticking around.